Okay, the learning is L'ilui Nishmas of Shalom Arev and Yecheskel, who I knew, and certainly a tremendous Yirei Shemayim, very devoted to Rabbi Miller, his Rabbi, and he also left a fine young man. At that time, he was a young man. Okay, we are in the Maimer HaShlishi, very appropriate for Yartzai. We're going to talk about Olam Haba. See that? Well, up to Ois Chof, which is on page 57 of our print. And here we come into a difficult issue, which is dealt with by many. And it's interesting the way the king of the Khuzars looks at it. What we had in the previous ice was an explanation of the Shemone Esrei. He went pretty quickly through all the parts of the Shemone Esrei, and pretty much talks about everything. The first six bakashos talk about things for this world. The next six talk about the time of the Gula, the Kabbash Afagada, Lushlai Mircha, etc. Now, what's bothering the Kuzari, is that Olam Haba is not mentioned. There's no direct mention of Olam Haba. Now, it's not unique to the Sefer HaKuzari, this issue. This is a well-known issue that for some reason, which needs to be explained, there's no real discussion of Olam Haba, certainly not in the Torah, and even in Nach, which talks about Yemais HaMashiach, there's really little or no reference, or certainly no direct reference, to Olam Haba. Our usual understanding is that it's a general rule in life that you don't try to explain something to someone if you can't understand it. And what the Gemara says is that Olam Haba, Ayin Lo Rasa L'Kim Zul Hasecha, an existence of, if you hold Olam Haba as a non-physical existence, it's a purely spiritual existence, so you can't explain it to people. It's not possible to talk about a world that has different rules than the world we live in. And therefore, it's enough that we're taught that there's an ultimate schar that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe in schar v'ainish as one of the primary beliefs of a yid. And Mimela, whatever God, you know, God, whatever it's like in Olam Haba, I trust you, you're going to give us schar. Whatever you'll give us, we'll take it, hopefully. You know, we'll take Olam Haba. Ka Yisrael Yeshel Chelek Olam Haba. And that's why it's not explained. Now, the Kuzari doesn't talk about why it's not explained. He talks about why it's not mentioned in the davening. So first, let's look at the way the king of the Kuzars addresses it, and then how the Chaver responds. Omar Kuzari, Loi Nishali Mokam Shaila. I'm not left with any questions regarding this topic. I see that Shemone Esrei and davening all has a plan and an order, as he explained earlier. He says, I planned to catch you, to catch the Jewish people. Because I see very little mention in your tefillos of Olam Haba. We'll see soon a list of where it is mentioned. But it's mentioned only rarely. Really, you've already answered me. Someone who davens to see spirituality, even in his lifetime, ispala madrega nevuah, and davens for the madrega of nevuah, ain't kurva la'adam alakim gedayla mimena. That's being close to God. Now, what he's referring to is the explanation of ritzei. And the bracha we say before Maidim. I think you and I, most of us think about Ritzei as a tefillah for the restoration of the sacrificial order. I think that's even what it says in the Siddurim, that it's Aveda. It's to restore the sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. Now actually, if you look back on the previous page, you don't have to turn, on page 56, five lines from the bottom, he mentions Shemei Tefillah. After Shemei Tefillah, this is how he explains the bracha of Ritzei, Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael. V'yispalo samach lo laharois hashchina ayin ba'ayin, kasha oisal nevim ulachsidim, uliyaitzim mitzrayim. We daven v'sechzena ineinu b'shuv chalitziyim barachanim. Now, the way I always think of it is, Iker is not that our eyes see it, we're davening that the Shechina should return to Yerushalayim. He says, no! The davening is that we should be zeicha to see, to experience the return of the Shechina, just as Nevi'im, Chassidim, and Yaitzim Mitzrayim did. So what, the way he's explaining would say, it's not davening just the Beis HaMikdash should come back. It's davening that we should experience, like Nevi'im, Chassidim, and Yetzir Mitzrayim experienced some type of Gilui Shechina. So picking up on that, the Melech says that that really includes what we call Olam Haba. Because if you're davening to experience seeing Hashem ayin ba'ayin, to be able to somehow sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your senses, Vein kurva l'adam, returning to Eischof, in kurva l'adam elokim gedaylam yimena, that's the, as close as one can be to God, kevar espalim ebli safik amushu gadol me'olam haba. There can be nothing greater than that in olam haba. V'migiyah elav yigiyah olam haba. So if you're talking about experiencing a connection to Hashem, it's already includes, it, that already includes what we call olam haba, a spiritual world, the world of neshamis. Kimishadavka nafshei binyin eloki, v'turuda b'mikri haguf ha'machayvav. If someone, his soul, experiences a connection to Hashem when he still has a body, means when we're still physical people, v'turuda, and at the same time his soul is torud, is involved, b'mikri haguf ha'machayvav, with the aches and pains of the physical existence, certainly you collect to God, you connect to God when you leave the body. That's not how he calls the body. He refers to it as v'sazoiv, you'll abandon eila hakelim amuluchlochim, these filthy garments that the neshama has, which is the body. Now, the kuzar here, as opposed to in the past where he only asked questions, here he really says, I would have asked this question, I have an answer. I would have asked why Olam Haba is not mentioned. And my answer is, when you say, you're saying everything. You're talking about the greatest spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, all right, first of all, it's a new way to look at Pesach Zena, which I think we normally look at if we're awake at the moment. Right? Pesach Zena, Mishol Vatzian, is it davening for the return of the Beis HaMikdash? He says, no, it's much more than that. It's to experience a connection to Hashem.
But you can't, I mean, the highest I think that ever took place was probably by Yamsuf, because the Shifcha experience was.
That's right.
But no, we couldn't hope to do
that. Well, we're hoping to do that when Mashiach comes. We hope to have that return to that experience.
That would be separate from Tchias HaMesim.
Well, it's in the physical world. Olam Haba is a spiritual world. And whatever the spiritual world is, it's what it is. We don't know exactly what it is.
So we can't,
we're talking before that, we're talking in the physical world. In Yemei HaMashiach, when we're still in the physical world, that we should experience that connection to Hashem.
But it won't be as great as what we could experience.
How do you know? Because we're still tied down by a physical body, right? It's the greatest that we can experience in this world. Okay, so it doesn't seem to leave very much, but as you know, the Chavar always has something to say. So he adds two items to this discussion, two very different points. Amar HaChavar, a sifcha bior bezeh. I'll add explanation to this which you just said. His first point is a mashal. A mashal. I personally think the king expressed it very well, and let's see if the mashal adds to it. Adam shebala melech v'kirvay hamelech kurva gedayla. This is obviously the mashal to Klal Yisrael. Somebody who came to the king and was befriended by the king. And the king says, anytime you want, you can walk in. He was constantly with the king. And the king invited him to his home, invited him to his meal. And this good friend of the king was such a good friend that even the king's advisors would come to would be tied to this friend. The friend Klal Yisrael, the Segula Sarav being the Malachi Hashem. And the king, this one friend, there's no one like him. And now, this good friend of the king sinned against Klal Yisrael, right? Going into Golos. And the king is angry at him. He separates from him. The friend doesn't have to ask the king, give me bread, give me shelter. No. Sheyashuv Elin Hagai Lavi Elav. All he would request is, let's get back, let's reconnect in our original friendship. Shlayafsik Sarv Milavakrai, and that, your advisors should still be, come to visit me. That would be his request. Now, Vanchi Hamadina Kulam, everybody else in the world, who's not a friend of the king, they can't go into the king anytime. Kiyim, only when they need the king. This is his example, it's from the medieval period. Kiyim, when do you need the king? If they're going on a distance, they need the king to give protection as the person travels. And the subjects of the king have confidence the king will help them. This was the practice even till 100, 150 years ago. When someone traveled, he traveled with the protection of the king. Right? When Moses Montefiore traveled, he traveled with a piece of paper that gave him the protection of Her Majesty's, or His Majesty's kingdom. When Ezra traveled to Eretz Yisrael from Paros HaMada, he traveled with a decree from the king. On the way, and nobody would start up with him, because the king gives a letter, you honor it. And that was the unspoken, unchallenged practice in the world. So that's the mashal. The people that are subjects of the king are entitled to this letter. Even though the king didn't pay much attention to them when they were in the city, and each of these people in the city say, oh, the king gave me a good letter to travel with, better than your letter. And his difficult travel, each one would say, I got a better letter than you. Now, this refers back to the friend of the king, who's a stranger to the people in town. When he talks to the king, like we said earlier, he just reminds the king of the friendship. He doesn't ask for a letter. He doesn't ask for particular help. So now the king's friend is traveling. The people say, you're in trouble. You're going to die on the road. You don't have the protection of the king. Amar lahem. So this friend, this is Klal Yisrael response. Umi hu amalav eschem. Who's helping you? Amar lo yamela shebikshenu mimenu v'shalanu meitai lelave seinu miyem eseinu b'yerazais. The king who's sending protectors with us. V'loi rinucha ato. We don't see you. Sheyisa shel zeh meyaylam. Amar lahem. Mishugayim. You're wrong. You're off. Mishu kaira isay beis habatocha. If the king helps me when I'm secure, certainly he's going to help me at a time that I'm traveling. Even if I don't make a specific request, the king protects his friends. If the king helps him when things are peaceful, he'll certainly help him when things are difficult. And if you're going to say that he helps you because you're loyal to him and you do good things to him, the friend says, is anybody as close to the king as me? This is Klal Yisrael saying. Is anybody as close to God as I am? Does anybody talk about the glory of Hashem or the king like me? Did anybody else experience as much oppression in order to keep his mitzvahs? Masha Savalti. V'nizar min atumah be'zichrin shemai masha nesharti. Now he's careful not to be tamei when they say kriya shema or mention Hashem's name. Oy mishachalak kavil l'shemai lo teirasai masha chalakti. Did anybody give honor to his Torah as I did? Chalash asisi b'mitzvaysai uvelimudai. V'atem raimim m'maysai. Me'hakasha v'svara v'enim abitzcharchem. You, from your distance, you say that God gives you schar. Ech yazveini bali chosi bavur shlo yitzesi adaver b'fi kasher esisem atem neshavatachti b'tzidkai. Okay, so this is his marshal to the king's understanding of Klal Yisrael. What he basically, what does this have to do with Olam Haba? What he's saying is that there's this time when you travel, you go away, and there are those who have to tell the king, you know, give me A, B, and C when I travel. There are those who are sure that the king has their welfare at heart, and Abatuach. So Klal Yisrael, when it comes to Olam Haba, have a betach and have a confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care. That's the first half of his response, which sounds like a good response to me. But look what he says. V'zeh ha-dimyayin, and this story I told you, Omnam, however, hu lemishas mis'akesh v'lekibol divrei Rabbi Seinu. I'm answering you, if you want to be stubborn and not accept Chazal, this is my answer. Somebody's going to ask, why isn't Olam Haba mentioned? So I'll answer him. We're batuach. We don't have to worry. But he says, he's going to say now, if you look in the Divrei Chazal, how they darshan the words of our, of Tanakh and the words of our davening, you'll see that Olam Haba is mentioned. That's the second half of his presentation. V'imloi, if you don't reject Divrei Chazal, Tfilaseinu kula maleis mesechar Olam Haba. Really, hidden on davening are many references to Olam Haba. V'divrei Rabbi Seinu shekiblu me'anevim, and certainly whatever we understood in Nach, maleim mehagbolas gan Eden v'gehenim kasha bi'arti loch. Now we're learning the Maamar HaShlishi. The reason I chose the Maamar HaShlishi is because that talks about practical things. We learned about brachas, we learned about davening. In Maamar HaSheni, he talks about these other things, like Gan Eden, Gehenim. There's a great dispute among the Baalei Machshava if Gan Eden and Gehenim are really addresses on the globe, if they're physical places or not. The Kuzari Shita is that they're real. That they're real. How real they are? What? Yeah, the Rambam typically, he doesn't say it about Olam Haba Beferish, but he typically says about the, about these type of things that they're Mishalim. So, yeah.
Doesn't say Bereshit that Hashem banished Adam and Chava and two guards so that they don't go back in?
That's what the words say in Chumash, that they're guards, so you can't go back. Now, if you look at the globe now, you're not going to see it. We chart it out, unless it's in the middle of the Amazon or someplace. So the answer is that, you know, somebody asked Chaim Knievsky, it says in Chumash that the brothers didn't recognize Yosef because he grew a beard. So someone said, I don't understand. You have a brother for 17 years, so because he grows a beard, you don't recognize him. So Chaim told him, if God doesn't want you to recognize, you don't recognize. In life, it's always that way. If God doesn't want you to see it, you don't see it. You know, and then later you say, why didn't I see it? Why didn't I understand it? That's the way it is. So, it's only a possibility that Gan Eden is here. If we would have a clear Kabbalah, then we would understand that it's here somewhere. I don't say the Kabbalah is clear. The Echalukidei is on the topic. But the fact that it's mentioned in Torah Sheba'al Peh's understanding of Torah Sheba'al is without a doubt. V'chavar sefarti loch masha'oisa ha'chosid b'zmaneinu zeh v'yachatasova shahoya b'zman ha'tzlocha ha'hu mokam laki. I've already told you how the chosid behaves. How he behaves with Hatzlacho, B'secho Amahim, Sheshir Sham Avram Yitzchak V'Yakev, Em Sigulasam, Mutboim Alatznias Anoshim V'Noshim. These are the steps to Olam Haba, the ways I mentioned to you, the practice of Tznios, Ein Avlo B'Loshenaisam, speaking properly, V'Chosid Beineyim Mizdakech, and a proper Yid who keeps mitzvahs properly is purified, and his soul is not dirtied by different nevala. And he stays pure, he purifies himself when he's tameh. So that, still in this world, we can connect to holiness. Certainly someone who dwells close to the Shekhinah v'epagei ha-kiim ki-im kitais ha-madregis ha-kedusha m'kainim levim nizirim chachav m'shaiftim m'shaitrim. Certainly someone who lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. A yira ha-main chayge v'korina, someone who sees v'seichet to see the shalish regalim v'sayda v'shalish pa'amim v'ashana v'enenu shemei ha-kiim shir Hashem v'loi raya ki-im melechas Hashem. Somebody who purifies himself knows, senses that there's an Olam Haba. V'im haya v'koshkein im yiyah kain alevi yichya melechem Hashem. So if someone is pure and lives by eating the holy karbanis, v'ayme bebeis Hashem in the Urav Kishmuel, v'inenu tzarech labakosha samichya, u'misaseh b'avaitis Hashem kol yamav, he doesn't have to go to work, he's supported in the Beis HaMikdash. What he's saying is that when someone has a pure life in this world, then he doesn't need any rayas, any proofs that have anything to do with you, with Olam Haba. So what the Chavar did here is something that's a philosophical way. You would have expected, if you'd be reading a typical sefer, he would say, no, Olam Haba is mentioned. If you believe in Chayal Haba, and you give you a list. He doesn't give you a list. He says, if you're close to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you see it. In the bottom here, in the Kol Yehuda, he does give a list. The Kol Yehuda lived in a time of Maskilim, of Haskalah. Kol Yehuda himself was a very controversial person. He wrote a defense of the Ma'arei Naim. The Ma'arei Naim was a very controversial... There's a Hasidish Ma'arei Naim, that's not this. There was a Ma'arei Naim sefer that one of the Maskilim was suspect. I don't judge him, I don't know, but he wrote a sefer on philosophy, and it was roundly rejected. Kol Yehuda was one of the few people that supported him. Now, Kol Yehuda himself was certainly a firm person. He just lived the struggle with Maskilim. Those Maskilim who said, Olam Haba is not in Tanakh, didn't say it as a question. They said there's no such thing as Olam Haba. No, that's what they were saying, that there is no such thing. So what he does here in the Kol Yehuda, he says, look, you have a taina. Let's say you are Lishitasa, why isn't Olam Haba on Shemayin Esrei? Why isn't it Kriya Shema? Good. But you can't tell me that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah didn't believe in Olam Haba. And here he lists, in the Kol Yehuda on page 60, a list, he says, from the sixth line, he mentions a couple of places. B'tchila sameya brachas kasav lemer, ani yameh l'chaya Olam Haba. Now, not everyone says that. The Hema Meilim, Hema Meilim, says the Chayel Maba. Sham Namer El Dvadim Shaydchal Adam Eichel Perasem by Elam Azeh VaKerik Kiemis LaElam Maba. So he mentioned Elam Maba right away in the morning. Then we say Tarad VeEl Yao Kala Mahalacha VeShayneba Muftach Laishu Ben Elam Maba. So we say it again before Alainu. And then we say Baruch LaKeilu Shabaruch LaVaydai. We say Elam Maba there. Baruch LaShabaruch LaVaydai. Thank you. V'niske l'tamatay l'maisim tayim chayel l'maba. Ze atzim nichlum b'sei de kedusha. Nem b'b'chol yem b'zmiras n'rialoi. Atu hoi l'mazeh v'atu hoi l'maba. O b'yatsu Shabbos. Ein roch hashem akeinu l'mazeh v'ezos l'pein l'chayel l'maba. V'zula seilu. There are a few more, he says. And what are the other ones? I'm not sure. He mentioned about five places.
But because we didn't answer that.
Because we didn't, because the philosopher will not answer that. The answer is not because I can make a list. The answer is because you have to understand.
Right.
You have to, somebody who's ma'amik in Hashkafa, you don't show him where it is. You give him the avana that it's there.
It is.
Yourself. But for us ordinary folk, so he mentions, it's not that Chazal didn't believe in it. That's not the focus. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Malachim that he's not focusing a lot on Yemais HaMashiach, Ki ain't devarim elu ikr. It's not an ikr. Now it's one of the Yud-Gimel ikr. But ain't devarim ikr, it's not what we focus on. Kadosh Baruch Hu give us the reward, we believe the reward. You have a little kid, you give him a reward, you have to show him the reward. But if a person is batuach, that the reward is real, so then a person is has a confidence that the reward is real. Gan Eden and Gehenna, the same thing. The Bali Mashava explained, Gehenna is not really a fire, it's b'ziyinus. And it's not being able to learn. So I think a lot of people, Baruch Hashem, it's not a fire, it's a little busyitis, you can't learn, everyone else not to learn, well now learn, you're like, Baruch Hashem, you're like, no, he's saying it's worse.
That's right.
But if you're not a ma'amik, you don't get it. You're like, it's hard to get it, because we live in the physical world.